When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. The Old School crew in effect. 1040 O Street. Another hot day, but not as blazing hot as yesterday. But it's still heating up. What's heating up as we're getting closer and closer to Saturday. But as I said before the break, DP and Austin, the distinct difference between college and the pros is this a funny thing. I remember going to my first training camp, driving from Lincoln to Buffalo. And the closer and closer I got, your boy got scared. I was like, man, am I good enough? You know, because, you know, mini camp can give you false hope, you know, or whatever. You got to put the pads on. And, you know, we had a pretty good team going up there in Buffalo. And my agent was like, hey, man, don't get close to nobody because guys could get cut left and right. And so what that means as far as the black shirts versus, you know, pros versus college, you know, like, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, you come in and you go through the grind together. Guys that I eventually had black shirts with, we were in the North locker room, which was where you know, look, man, you got one pair of socks, a girdle, you ain't weren't getting no extras. And you didn't have hardly any hot water. And you had just a regular urinal that you would have in the stadium. And then one, like if you had to drop a deuce, there was no enclosure. So you had to get real familiar with people.
And no Whataburger with it.
No Whataburger with it. And you weren't getting anything. And it was steel lockers and stuff like that. So you go through some stuff together. So you guys kind of, it's a bond that you're here at, you know, there was no transfer portal. If you had to transfer, I think you and wanted to play right away, you had to transfer down. And I think if you transferred up, you had to sit out. I don't remember. I just know you'd have to most likely sit out a year. So you're here 4 or 5 years together. Whereas the pros, if you think of the really good defenses back in the day, take Pittsburgh out because they generally would draft and develop guys second contract. But like Carolina, when you were working with the Panthers, or like when I was in Houston, we had guys, for instance, Jeff Posey. You know, I got traded down there. Jeff Posey was just a flyer. You know, they just picked him up. He had a great year. We had the number 6 ranked defense in the whole league. He gone after the season. You know what I'm saying? I was in Vegas and got a text. He's like, yeah, I'm signing. He actually went up to Buffalo. So, I mean, that's the difference in the pros and the college where, like, you could have a, you know, great defense, but guys kind of are moving parts, whereas the tradition of college and, you know, at least was, you know, you could, you know, you build it with guys because you could be 2 or 3 years to, you know, like Grant and me and, you know, me and Grant and Jason, and we all kind of, you know, 3 or 4 years as black shirts.
Is it easier or more difficult to change the status of a defense in the NFL or the college game? Like to go from being a good defense at Nebraska, from a good defense to a great defense at Nebraska versus becoming a good defense to a great defense at Buffalo?
I think it's a little bit harder in college just because there's so much fluidity now. And now there's fluidity in the pros, but, you know, like if, like when, you know, I'd be willing to bet when Buffalo got Bruce Smith, they instantly went from middle of the pack or lower middle of the pack to right on time. Then they had Cornelius Bennett and all those guys.
Yeah, they went and got a bunch of folks.
Right. And so that just take this. So then also
Carlton Bailey came in, right. Odom came in. Like they
now,
brought in.
Now Nate Odom can cover a lot better, right? And be a lot more good. Then they got Big Bang Henry Jones, and then he's a safety. Then they had Mark Kelso. Remember he had that extra hat, which is essentially
extra dome.
But it's essentially what they wear now in practice is the you know,
the Guardians.
The Guardian caps. I mean, that's essentially what he had. So I think it's a little, you know, one player, you know, you get Deion. Right, you know, Dallas gets Deion or San Francisco gets Deion. All of a sudden,
well, what he did, I mean, it was Atlanta. What he did in Atlanta was to change it, and not every first round defensive player chosen changes
no
level and location.
But that's how quick
it
can be.
That's the plan. Yeah. But, like, Darryl Green came in, won the starting job. Yeah. But remember that they were Super Bowl team the year before. They literally were Super Bowl team the year before. As a matter of fact, I think he came in and replaced Brian Davis from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was a big part of it, right? It's rare.
Yeah.
But with the transfer portal now and NIL, is it easier now to get better defensively quickly at the college level?
If you hit on those guys, and I think a perfect example of that or a team to keep on is probably Ole Miss.
I thought you were going to say SMU. I really did.
Nah, because Ole Miss really dug in. I mean, they got Princewell's brother. They got the defense. I mean,
who has more money to put into it?
Ole Miss is SMU?
Yeah.
It's like a coin flip.
Yeah. They're both.
But what I'm saying is you can instantly go from, let's say, an average to okay defense to really good if you start to hit in your transfer portal guys. So that's essentially free agency or draft because you're drafting the guys, right? Whatever you want to call it. Or you could get that one player that can just help you so much on defense that it makes the offense better. So an example of that is your boy Nick Scruton from Purdue going to Texas A&M, I think. Let's see what he does down there. Well, obviously, it's a new regime, obviously top to bottom. But let's see how much of a big impact he has there going to play with, in theory, better players that's going to in the best conference that's going to help that offense and that defense instantly, right? And so that's what you're paying for these guys. But Ole Miss, the reason why I say Ole Miss is someone to kind of watch is because they hit a lot.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the transfer portal and added some legit players to a defense that was middle of the road, and they have an offensive coach and an offensive coach that likes to score points. So what needs to catch up is that defense. Now, when you look at a team, I'm trying to read your brain, like Ohio State, that was already one of the better defenses. Now, they just got the cherry on top. You get the best safety in college football to transfer in. You got everybody else to come back. That's a different scale. The scale with Ole Miss, like you said, is their defense was, in theory, like
the numbers were good.
The numbers were good. Reality wasn't. Right? So does
especially in critical situations.
Right. So in big games. So we'll see what and part of it, man, and we saw this again. If Florida State's a good example of it. They get all four of those guys that they had up front were supposed to be they are. Now, in offense. Actually, Florida State's a great example of it, both sides of the ball. Tremendously talented through the portal. Right? Guys that either were backing up or rotational players at Alabama, Georgia, Marvin Jones Jr. came in there. So you got dudes in there and they're playing. But gelling is so hard. And I will say this, it's easier to gel in the pros because they're professionals, or at least were.
Well, the rest of the players are professional, right? If you're going to be that transitional player, you've got to elevate a whole bunch of people who are transitional.
Yeah.
The NFL, you're getting the best of the best anyway.
Right.
Right. So then it's just a matter of, okay, I need to do my job. If I do my job, take some of the burden off of Jay, he's going to be good enough for us to get great.
Yeah. Look no further than Houston, Texas, right? So, you had Will Anderson last year. Great pick. You go get Danielle Hunter. Great pick. Then they got the other dude they brought in from either the Colts or the Raiders, a defensive tackle.
Autry. Yeah.
Right?
For
6 games. But when he comes back, but guess what Danielle Hunter is supposed to do? He has one job. That's the difference in the pros. They will sign you to do one thing and one thing only. And his job is to affect the quarterback or make Will Anderson better, which both of them will make him better. That's the difference. And it's easier because you got all the pieces in the valuation process. And they're pros. Here's also, the age gap can be higher in the league, as high in the league. So say you're a rookie at 23 and you're playing with a bunch of 28-year-olds. In college, you're 20 or you're 22 playing with 18-year-olds. it's totally different. And it, so
that experience,
you know, and it's 4 years.
Just move the maturity window 4 years.
Yeah, yeah, it's not talent; it's knowledge,
right? And body development, mindset. Well,
yeah,
you know?
The difference. I still think that's underrated. That the value between a 27-year-old body versus a 22-year-old body, there's a difference.
Yeah, you're more hardened. You know what it takes.
There's a difference.
And you got to think, you know, the first couple of years you're in the league, you're still trying to figure out your diet, your workout, you know, what weight really worked for you, how do you need to be in a certain system. You know, like for me, so when I first got to Buffalo, you know, my weight didn't really matter, but it was more or less. Matter of fact, I was just talking to John Richter's son. I was talking to him that how Rusty Jones used to train us was he wanted us to continue to get our football skills better as the season went on. He didn't want us to wear down. So if I came into camp at 240, 42, he was fine with me at 235 because the strength, the speed, the quickness would take over. Then you get in some stuff like, you know, when I got with Dom, you know, he, you know, you got to think, he had LaVon Kirkland and Earl Holmes. I mean, it was D lineman. I mean, LaVon Kirkland was 300 pounds. Earl Holmes was 260. So, but then you played against Jacksonville. You played against Tennessee. We played Pittsburgh almost every year. So, you know, you had to carry 242 to 244 for me where I felt like I could still be effective. Then the league changes. So it takes you a while to kind of get your bearings. And but then when you're a veteran, you know how your body works. They know, like, okay, well, I need to do this week, and knew how to, and you just don't know it as a young player.
Yeah, it's a lot to learn, and I think that's the business model people are paying attention to going forward.
Right.
From a college standpoint, listen, if you can find having players with 2 years' experience matters. Like we figured out that the 2 year body maturity, emotional maturity of a guy who played at a lower level but played.
Yeah.
Versus a high school senior coming out whose body hasn't formed, still has to learn a lot of things. Of the same talent level, coaches are going to go towards the more experience.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's kind of the future, the near future of what's going to happen for college football. Well,
college football, I think, has already learned that, right? I mean, look at Iowa, the way that they crank out juniors and seniors that you hadn't heard of for 3 years. The sport that I think is learning that lesson
is baseball.
College basketball.
Oh, basketball too. Sure,
think about the mid-2010s, Duke, Kentucky, and their recruiting battles. Last time either one of those schools won a title was 2015.
Yeah.
Think about what Jay Wright did with Villanova.
Well, but that experience thing.
Got the experience. Right. Baylor.
Not leaving
Kansas,
people to the point.
UConn, yeah. Right? Those teams supplement with youth where they can, but the cores of those teams are older guys. I think college football's had that down. We might be realizing it more, but college football, I think, has always followed that model.
Well, they're trying to figure out, one, recruiting to pockets of the country where people are just more likely to stay for 4 years. Like, that is a big difference between getting a five-star that tells you walking in the door, I'm only here for a year, I'm only here for 2 years.
Getting and keeping are different.
Getting a two and a three or a three and a four that say, you know what, I'm going to ride with you for 4 years. Allows you to build around them for 4 years. Allows you to, it's a different deal.
Yeah, it's almost mental makeup is just as important as your whatever 40 or whatever, you know, whatever your grading system is. And it's definitely more scientific and stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, dive into some more stuff, man, because it's Tuesday. You know, I always say after Wednesday, man, the haze in the barn is just a matter of time before you get it on and popping. So Jay Foreman, DP Austin, quick break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.